Now, there's also a tradition that has been steeping for about 20 years now. We so far back that we don't really know exactly when the very first event was. But it's something that the people at South Plains College have been recognizing for about 20 years, and it is fallen law enforcement and responders. On the phone with us right now is Assistant Professor of Law Enforcement Technology, South Plains College, Kenton Burns, also known as Ken. Ken, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. So I guess you're on your way to the college this morning to put things together. Tell us about the event and how you got involved with it and what's going on.
Well, I kind of inherited it. I've been out at South Plains College for about 6 years, and I don't mean it to sound like a burden. It's been something that I've been really proud to do. But it's having served in law enforcement in the past, and as all of us that work in the law enforcement technology department, it's quite an honor to be able to put on an event like this that recognizes officers that have lost their lives in the line of duty each year. So this year we're recognizing all the officers that have lost their lives in the line of duty for the year of 2013.
Yeah. Laura, I'm thinking this has to be a real bittersweet deal. I've known people that have been in law enforcement that have been injured, hurt, maimed for life. I mean, in the line of duty, it's got to be very bittersweet for you. And probably, like you said, it's not really a burden, but a labor of love, you know? How many people are you recognizing this year?
This year for the United States, unfortunately, we lost 105 officers, which actually is at one of the lower times. We usually see it between 130 and 150 a year, and I don't think a lot of people really understand that many people die each year serving their people and their communities. But for the year of 2013, there was a total in the United States of 105 officers, 13 of those being from Texas. And like I mentioned to you earlier, that Texas usually leads the nation in the most officers that have died in the line of duty.
Okay, Ken, what time the ceremony starts at 10 o'clock. Realistically, with parking and everything, if somebody wanted to drive out to South Plains College, whether you're, you know, in the city of Lubbock or, you know, somewhere else on the South Plains, realistically, what time do people need to arrive to park to get where they need to be? It's right there by the main entrance of South Plains College on College Avenue, yes?
Yeah, that kind of helps a little bit because we're on the outskirts of the campus, so we don't really have to battle the traffic inside the campus. But there's plenty of parking around the perimeter of the front entrance. It's a large lawn area. It's also where our flag poles and just kind of the main area that we have. So actually maybe no more than 5 or 10 minutes beforehand is plenty of time to get there. And it's just kind of a standing room only. It's a short ceremony that usually lasts less than 30 minutes. We'll have a guest speaker this morning, Larry Gilbert, with the Terry County Sheriff's Department. He's the actual sheriff over there, and he's delivering our keynote address and recognizing the names of the officers in Texas. And then we usually have a lot of participation from outside agencies. The Lubbock County Sheriff's Office will be helping us out there on our guard, as well as the Lubbock Fire Marshal's Office actually has some bagpipe players that they send out. So we have a full ceremony in store that properly recognizes and gives tribute to these fallen officers.
That's fantastic.
That's,
man,
awesome.
Hey, Kenton Burns, also known as Ken, thank you for being here on the program and sharing with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you bet. I also want to give a shout out to who we refer to as our mom on the street. She is an assistant professor of anthropology at South Plains College. Nancy Smith, thank you so much for hooking us up with Kenton Burns.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being on the program today, man.
Thank you for having me.
Have a fantastic day. Hope all goes well.
Thank you.